Well, who was the last one?
What was the last one?
Scott.
All right, Scott.
Oh, Scott.
Scott is your keyword. Scott is your keyword.
Get rewarded for listening. Log on to the big 99.9coyotecountry.com now. The big 99.9 Coyote Country.
And I said I would do it, and I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to play Mrs. Dunlop's third grade class at Hallett Elementary from Medical Lake. I'm going to play their Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, we don't have to scold you then.
I missed it on Monday. I played it at 7 today. I'm going to play it again today because I'm going to double dip to make up for yesterday.
With award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Missouri woman freaked out by nickel-sized spiders stuck in her ear.
Oh. Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's News.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Oh, man. You might remember it back in 1985 when the Coca-Cola Company announced that it was changing its 99-year-old secret formula.
Yeah, new Coke, yeah.
It was a thing, and it was not successful, which resulted in the resumption of selling the original version once
Coke.
Again.
Coke.
Here's some of Coca-Cola's slogans over the years. 1985, they went with this. America's real choice.
Oh, I remember it.
Let's roll back to 1939.
Oh, boy. Don't remember that one.
Thirst asks nothing more. That's hard to say.
Whoa.
Thirst asks nothing more.
Yeah, that is kind of a tongue twister.
1988, they went back, you know, to the old Coke, and they were trying to get everybody, you can't beat the feeling of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
1956, they said Coca-Cola makes good things taste better.
Man, they've had
a lot of
slogans.
So many slogans. I did not realize all this. In 1958, they couldn't find a slogan.
When was
in the 50s. They were all over the place.
Wasn't there one that said enjoy? It just.
Yeah, it was.
I thought I remember that. Just seeing it, just one word, which is a pretty good slogan, actually. Enjoy.
Enjoy, yeah.
1958, the cold, crisp taste of Coke.
Okay, yeah, again. Feels like those are all pretty good. What was the Have a Coke and a Smile? When was that? They made the song over that one.
Have a Coke and a Smile, Jay. What year did it come out?
It's got to be the 70s something.
I don't see it.
Oh, man, it's got to be.
I don't see the year on that one.
I'm going to guess the 70s. Coke and a Smile.
They did a Coke and a Smile.
1979, it says.
And Enjoy was just the easiest one. Enjoy.
Enjoy, yeah. I mean,
Coca-Cola. Enjoy. So there it is. What an experiment that was. I remember when the new Coke came out. It was like, oh, that was the big deal. And then nobody liked it.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Like, yeah, I was like, why'd you guys change that?
Bye.
It seems like a bad idea. And it was.
99-year recipe, and they change it.
Yeah, that was good.
Have a Coke and a Smile.
I mean, it makes you smile just thinking about it.
Yeah. Now, Jay, have not asked for your approval on this next story.
Oh, boy.
Do you ever?
Sometimes. Story number two.
Or give him a warning.
Sometimes it's more disapproval. He asks for my disapproval.
Well, these 2 days go hand in hand, and I thought, well, I could do both right here.
Okay.
Today is National Take a Chance Day. It encourages everyone to break out of their comfort zone and go for it.
Okay.
Whatever it is. Maybe it's asking out that special someone. Maybe it's just taking a step towards your goal, something that you've always wanted to do. Just take a stinking chance today, Steve.
I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around.
Why do I feel that was directed?
Seemed like it.
Take a Chance Day. And so I thought, well, let's take a chance on this other national day. It's National Lost Dog Awareness Day. The Coyote Country Lost Dog Lines are now open at 509-441-0999. If you have a lost dog and you want some help finding your dog, go ahead and give us a call right now, 509-441-0999, and we'll do our best to help you find your lost dog.
Yeah, the lost dog line is open. Then we're going to do Tradio coming up, and then we'll have some of the we'll see how the Red Spring weed is pricing this morning, and then we have the obituaries coming up in about an hour.
We used to do lost dogs all the time, Jay, and then it just became like we realized, oh, man, we can't do this because you have to spend the whole show doing lost dogs, and it feels like.
Well, there was because then there was always the follow-up.
But because today is National Take a Chance Day and Lost Dog Awareness, yeah. I'm willing to try to help find a dog today.
What are the odds that someone has a lost dog?
Well, hopefully not that good.
I would say really high.
You think so?
I don't know, right? Man. I don't. I feel like we've gotten better at it.
At losing dogs?
No, not losing them.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
how did we get better at I don't know what that means.
Because I just don't see the signs as much anymore. It used to be, you know, like you'd see them all the time on the mailbox and on the...
Let me just go right now to Facebook.
Although there was a lost cat that I saw yesterday on the mailbox.
Okay.
A lost cat on the mailbox?
Nobody's looking for that, by the way.
No, that's... Yeah. Did they check the mailbox, do you know? No,
they checked the mail.
The cat could get right in there.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to check online right now, Jay. I'm going to go to Facebook and see if there's any.
Are there any lost dogs?
Yep. Like,
how do you
Spokane,
search that?
I don't know.
Lost dogs, Spokane.
Yeah, Spokane lost dogs.
Is that actually what you're searching?
Yeah, yeah, there's an actual page.
Oh,
for real?
Spokane area lost and found pets.
Oh.
Last day, April 20th? That's been a couple days.
It's only three, though. It should be fine.
Live female cat found at Home Depot.
Okay.
That's good.
Shopping?
Oh, yeah, because I guess sometimes you could find one that wasn't with us any longer. That's sad.
What do you mean?
I didn't think about that.
Oh, you mean you find it? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, because they said live cat found.
Oh, I see.
And I'm like, yeah, like someone could see, like,
well,
I saw.
You're not posting it if you found a dead cat.
Well,
are
they
you?
Are because they want people to know.
Oh.
That, hey, I know where your, you know, Mr. Brutus is or whatever. That's a good cat name.
That one.
10 minutes ago, Jay, Heather said our pup Jupiter ran off. The lead he was on outside snapped this morning.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I didn't notice while I was getting ready for work.
Well, yeah.
When I went
to
check, I saw him down the street. By the time we were able to hop in the car to search, we couldn't find him.
What part of town, Kevin?
Thank you, Jay. I'm glad you asked. Last seen heading east on La Crosse Avenue via Webster Park. By Webster Park. I don't know
Webster
where that
Park,
is for sure.
Yeah.
Please call or text. I'm not going to give out the number.
No, I think that's...
But you could call us here, and then I could give you the number.
That's a good way of doing
He's
it.
He's very timid, but is still attached to half
the lead.
What
kind of dog is it? What's
so
it look like?
Even just stepping on the end of the lead would keep him in place until we can get there.
Okay, all right. What kind of dog are we looking at?
He looks like a...
Look it up so I can...
He's white and black. He's a husky.
Lost dogs.
Oh.
He's got those blue eyes. Aw.
Oh, I see him now. He's got his tongue sticking out. That's cute.
He's a beauty.
Yeah.
He is a beauty.
Jupiter, don't be so stupider and run off.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay.
So there it is, Lost Dog Radio.
The Big 99.9
Hope we find Jupiter.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You guys seen these ones that come with the little metal thing and you just clip it right onto your shirt?
That's what you get. A metal thing you clip to your shirt.
Yeah, it's like you just clip it right here.
Clip on tie.
Kevin James.
What? You've heard of it?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Kevin, you've already had the joke of the day. Now you got the final story of the day.
Oh, yeah. It's really something, isn't it?
The joke?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even really a joke. It was just humor of the day. Because, after we had Francie called to play a game and then she got disconnected, I don't know what happened to her phone, but and right after the phone got disconnected, Kevin said, "Oh, that was your one chance, Francie, and you let me down," or whatever. Whatever your delivery was.
Yeah,
it was great.
That was humorous.
Okay. For those of us with senses of humor, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you not get it?
No, I don't think I do.
Oh, you don't get it?
Maybe not. It maybe
oh.
I do.
No, I'll you, help
no,
him in
you
a
can't
minute.
Say maybe you do.
I don't
you
think I do.
You either do or you don't.
I guess
do
I know? Don't.
Here's your one chance, Francie, don't let me down.
Do you know that song?
I said, here's your one chance, Francie, don't let me down.
Okay, now I get it.
You forgive literally, you literally did not get it. Wow. Are you okay?
No.
Okay.
So you do know the song, Fancy by Reba?
Yeah.
And do you see how the name sounds kind of the same? She let me down.
Right. Uh-huh. You see what...
So that was supposed to be humorous.
And it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down.
That's pretty funny. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was hilarious, Kevin.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
Steve does not think that's funny. Coming up, we'll give Steve a chance to say something after Beat the Show that is funny.
No, it was hilarious. It was great.
You thing you. Okay, why? It is why? National Take a Chance Day.
Producer Steve.
And I think, Producer Steve, you need to take a chance today.
Okay. Producer Steve.
All right. Maybe if there's somebody you have a little crush on or whatever.
A
the case
real for- hunk of man candy.
You need to, just tell them today, hey, would you like to go grab a cup of coffee or something?
He's darling.
And I can give you one of the best tips I've ever given anyone.
He's darling.
If you want to smell so good that women will be attracted to you, there's science.
You thing you.
Science behind this, Steve.
Yeah, of course there is.
That
yeah.
it, I'm going to say the word, and we don't usually say words like this,
Kevin.
But it will arouse women.
Yeah. Can't you just say they like it?
Well, I wanted to make sure he knew how important it was.
Can ye smell it?
Was that supposed to be humorous?
No.
Oh.
That was not humorous. That was fact. That's science.
Uh-huh.
Oh. You want to smell like, if you're going to go approach someone today, you want to smell like cucumber?
Cucumber. Okay.
Or black licorice.
Really? Ugh. Wow.
Gross.
Even if they don't like the flavor of black licorice.
Sure. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
If women smell it, they can't help themselves.
Ugh. What's that smell?
I don't want to. I can't be around anybody who.
I know that smell.
Yeah, licorice. Ugh.
Yeah, you don't have to like the taste of black licorice appreciate its amazing effects. Black licorice, more specifically, the scent of anise, increases blood flow by 13%.
You thing you.
Say the other thing you could do is combine that with the scent of donuts because, well, duh, they're donuts. And the subject of your desire, their arousal will jump 32%,
yeah,
Steve.
I actually hate this story.
Why do we have to keep saying words?
I actually hate this story.
I'm sorry. I'm sharing science.
Poorly.
Poorly.
Am I doing it poorly? I feel like I was reading pretty good.
Well, yeah.
You know what? Let me look up
poor science.
English words
that you guys do not like.
Okay. What are you looking up?
The word that you...
Steve, there's licorice cologne spray. You just spray
licorice
it.
Cologne?
Yeah, you just spray it right on.
Okay. What about disgusting. Cucumber?
Cucumber, I don't know.
Does cucumber you want really it have mixed? A scent? I guess it does. Yeah, I guess it does, yeah.
Cucumber.
They always say to put it on your pulse points, you know, like on your wrist or whatever, Steve.
Yeah.
So maybe get a cucumber today and just rub it on your wrists. And
yeah, then I'll try that. See if that works.
See if that does the trick.
Mm-hmm. I do like cucumber.
I can't tell you what cucumber does, but it's good. It increases the blood flow.
They got a spray of, actually, that's funny. My wife has that spray.
cucumber spray?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's more of a like a body spray type stuff, you know?
Okay, so is that just to make her happy then?
It's not cologne necessarily, but it's like a... Yeah, it's just that.
So she's attracted to herself, which is important. You got to love yourself first.
I think she just likes the smell. I don't know about the rest of that, but...
Of course she likes that. I mean, that makes sense, right? Because if it's a smell ladies like, that would make them attractive.
She said it doesn't last that long, though.
The smell doesn't?
Nah.
I could see that. Cucumber doesn't seem like it would stay long.
Uh-uh.
Black licorice seems like it would stay with you until you were a grandpa.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Like, I think my sister did it to our family. She had somebody come over and put flamingos in the yard.
Randomly decorating your house? Why not do it for Christmas? That would be helpful.
Kevin James.
You want somebody to just come over and put the lights up and put a Christmas tree out.
Yeah, prank's on you.
Prank's on you. There's a wreath on your door and a tree on your front step.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Hey, Megan.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Megan, do you FaceTime ever?
Yes, I do.
Is it usually a family member or...
So I do a lot of family member FaceTiming, and then I do TikTok also, so I do like a bit of both.
Oh. You do your own videos for TikTok?
Yes, I do.
I see. Okay, very good.
Oh, very good. Wow. What's your... Can I follow you on TikTok?
If you want to. I mean, it's nothing fun, but sure.
It's nice.
Oh, man.
It's nothing fun?
No, I mean, I'm still trying, you know, different things.
Sure.
I mean, like, I'm not, like, you know, like, yeah, I'm not the best out there, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, well, hey, are you having fun with it, though? Are you enjoying it?
I am, and I'm actually meeting a lot of fun people, so that makes it fun.
Oh, I think that's cool.
Have you ever had a video go sort of viral?
No.
Not yet.
Never.
Okay. It made me think about it because Megan Trainor, this person's name is Megan, Kevin, and Megan Trainor did some FaceTiming last night on American Idol where they would just randomly FaceTime her through the show, you know, because then she was, like, she talked to Mia after she sang, and then it was weird because I believe Ryan Seacrest said afterwards, I don't know how to shut that off. Because she was still talking, and he could hear her through his microphone, and then he did know how to turn it down, but then you could see that she was still on there. And I'm like, well, you could just hang up, but it's all right.
Just push the end button.
Yeah, the red one will just disconnect it and everything.
The red one,
All right, well, let's do a little beat the show here, Megan. We're doing the category of email. I don't know what that means. I don't think anybody does, but let's see if we can get you some Dutch Bros here. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
Let's do you.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. I'll see you in a little bit, okay?
Yeah, it's like National Email Day or something.
That should thank you for the heads up. I appreciate it. Goodbye.
I missed that, but I saw those other ones.
Yeah, you sure did. All right, here we go, Megan. A guy thinks he accidentally replied all to an email and runs all over the place to try and stop people from seeing it in a Super Bowl commercial. What tire company is the commercial for?
Les Schwab?
What do you do if you want to stop getting emails from a company?
Ignore.
Okay, on average, how many emails per day is a person said to get? The average person.
30?
What is the most popular email service provider?
Hotmail or is it Outlook Express?
What year did the movie You've Got Mail come out?
1997.
Phone calls and emails is a Tyler Childers song. What Midwestern Southern state is Tyler from?
Tennessee.
And closest to, how many unread emails do I currently have in my personal email mailbox? If you had to guess.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What did you say?
I said 20,105.
20,105.
What a guess.
Okay. All right. Kevin, you want to...
Okay. We're good. Jay, come on back. Let's do this. Quite a round of email questions.
Email? Did you
like that?
I'm guessing he didn't.
Yeah, I know you don't like my first question, especially.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Okay, you ready
to
go?
I'm just waiting for you. Oh, now I've got it.
Oh, was it long? Kevin.
It was kind of long.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But I thought it was a good question.
I guess we'll find out together.
Okay, let's go. Here we go. A guy thinks he accidentally replied all to an email and runs all over the place trying to stop people from seeing it in a Super Bowl commercial. What tire company is the commercial for?
Oh, wow. I don't remember seeing it, so good.
Yeah.
What do you do if you want to stop getting emails from a company?
Unsubscribe.
On average, how many emails per day is a person said to get? Like the average...
Oh, wow. Oh boy, 100. Oh, that seems high.
What is the most popular email service provider?
I don't know, maybe Outlook.
What year did the movie You've Got Mail come out?
Oh, 95.
Phone calls and emails is a Tyler, is it Childers song? Childers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What Midwestern Southern state is Tyler from?
Midwestern Southern.
Yeah, you could either consider it Midwestern or Southern, I guess.
I don't know. Oklahoma.
Closest to, how many unread emails do I currently have in my personal email mailbox?
12,000.
Okay.
God, he said this once before and I don't remember. He told us that.
Through
once.
All of them.
Well, I have more than I did previously.
Well, of course you do, but I did. Kevin, do you remember what he told us last time?
I don't.
Dang it.
Because I had to block that out of my head because it makes me insane.
Because you got nauseous, yeah.
It makes me, I cannot stand having even one unread email.
Wow.
Well, you're not going to like
I check
answer.
My email probably 50 times a day for that very reason.
And then just do a lot of deleting?
Yeah, just delete. Yeah. And when you do it all the time, you're only five at a time.
Exactly. Maybe. Yeah. It's like it's like dishes. Either you do them frequently or you do a lot of it when you finally try to do it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see how we did here.
Okay. A guy thinks he accidentally replied all to an email, runs all over the place trying to stop people from seeing it in a Super Bowl commercial. What tire company is the commercial for?
What'd Megan say, Kev?
Les Schwab.
Les Schwab.
Oh, Les Schwab. Oh, wow.
Yeah, this was not from this year's Super Bowl, but it was a Super Bowl commercial. I didn't specify.
That's okay. I mean, I was wondering why I don't remember it.
Yeah, Bridgestone.
Oh, Bridgestone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
No
point. 0-0.
Yeah, it was a great commercial. Kevin. It was really good.
I'll have to look it up when I get a, something when I'm absolutely the most bored I've ever been.
Oh, great. What do you do if you want to stop getting emails from a company? Unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe is the, Megan was all over the place with different words, block, do this, click the thing.
Click the thing.
You know, it's really hard when, you yell at the radio all day long when you're listening to these, but when you're on here doing them, like, your brain goes, like, out the window. Like,
it is more difficult, for sure, when you're playing, yeah.
It's the music, I think, that there
is. Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know. Partially, right? I don't know.
Sure.
On average, how many emails per day is a person said to get? 121.
Oh, wow.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Dang.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Megan?
Closer. She said 30.
Next question is, what is the most popular email service provider? I think you both said Outlook.
Yeah, you both said Outlook.
Yeah, I just took ours. I don't know.
Yeah. Gmail, 1.2 billion users globally.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What year did the movie You've Got Mail come out?
You guys are right there. She said 97. You said 95. What is it, Steve?
98.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, 1 point you. Megan?
Phone calls
Megan's
and
on the board.
Emails is a Tyler Childers song. What Midwestern or Southern state is Tyler from? Kentucky. See, I would consider that either Midwestern or Southern.
Kentucky's a Midwestern state?
Is it not?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look up Midwestern.
It is weird, Steve, because they're considered Southern, and I've always thought they're not very South.
Right.
Mm.
It seems, Midwestern.
It's not.
Okay. Moving on. Closest to how many unread emails do I currently have in my personal
I mean, there's 12 states in the Midwest, and Kentucky's not one of them.
I said we're moving on, Jay.
Oh, okay, so my bad. I didn't hear that. Yeah. Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, South Dakota, Wisconsin.
All right. So the question was, what southern state
one
is Tyler
point,
from?
1 point Megan.
the correct answer, by the way, to the emails question was 8,313.
Ooh, what did Megan say?
Ooh, I was way off.
She said 20,105.
Oh, wow. What a specific number. Oh, I like that.
I was going off of my email. So, I mean.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, 20,000. You know what you're going to do the rest of the day. Just go through and delete. What's the score, Kevin? Is that the last question? What was the score?
Yeah, I guess you get a point for the last one. You're going to win 3-1 today.
Oh, 3-1. Megan, can you give us a number and try to call back and be that number and then you get yourself some Dutch Bros?
Let's do caller number 9.
9 it is. Nice. Thank you so much. I hope you do better next time you play. And please call back so you can play again. I promise there'll be better questions.
All right. No problem. You guys have a good day.
I can't make that promise. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 509-441-0999. You can call right now. Win some Dutch Bros.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Juliet fakes death to avoid her arranged marriage to Paris and free herself to leave with Romeo.
Kevin James.
Oh, God, she is a good girlfriend. How is she not over the chick from 50 Shades?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Time for the stat, Kevin.
We have all sorts of stats to try to clear up some things. Jay, how many states are in the Midwest? What did you say it was?
It says 12.
12 states.
Mm-hmm.
And that's North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa.
Yep.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana.
And Ohio, I think you missed.
Ohio.
Yeah.
Man, Kentucky is right there. It is flirting with it, Steve. I see what you're saying.
It's
They kind of got left out.
Yeah. It's very...
It is flirting with it.
It's upper southern.
Yeah, it is. It is weird that it's considered the South. And yeah. I think it's more because of its people. They're very southern.
I don't know when that designation was thrust upon them. Yeah.
I
it's got to stop somewhere.
Interesting fact. How many states are west of the Mississippi River?
Ooh. 22?
24, Jay. Mm. Pretty good guess. You may have forgot Alaska.
Oh, I'll ask you later.
Mm. I do know why radio stations start with a W or a K.
That has to do with which, is it the Mississippi River?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, anything west of the Mississippi starts with a K. Anything east starts with a W.
With some minor exceptions, of course.
Yeah, there's like one in Pennsylvania, I think, that starts with a K.
Yeah, with the radio station I worked at in Omaha was WOW, and that was, shouldn't have been.
Yeah, it was in the K zone.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was just one of those deals where there's a few early stations that were allowed, and they were clear channel stations where they could shoot their signal, you know, a billion miles, and yeah, so it was kind of.
They just broke the rules.
Yeah, they allowed to. I don't know why they did that, but they did.
Okay, speaking of states and going back and forth, I have another stat for you. Are you ready for this? Do you like to travel? Well, today's the day. They broke ground on the new, what is it called? I don't know if they have an actual name for it, but it's the high-speed rail from Las Vegas to Southern California.
Really?
From Las Vegas to L.A. It's a cheap little project, about $12 billion. and it will be, they started construction today. They're hoping it'll be finished by 2028.
How long is that going to take?
For the Los Angeles Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Like how many hours do you think?
Yeah, I'm curious how long the trip
will
take. The high-speed
train will...
A pretty long trip, isn't it?
Go 200 miles per hour. It's a 218-mile project.
Okay.
From Las Vegas to Rancho Cucamonga.
One of my favorites.
Which is, you know, just basically a suburb of L.A. that then has a rail system into L.A. So, again, it's pretty crazy. By the way, the whole project is $128 billion.
Man.
And this is what they're saying, that they hope to have it done by the Olympics. They think that it'll have 11 million one-way passengers a year.
Holy smokes.
It's all electric. This is the part that I don't understand. If it goes 200 miles an hour.
Right.
And it's 213 miles.
Why does it take so long? Because how long is the trip?
A little over an hour, right?
Well, I mean, that's what the math says, but I don't know if they can go full speed through the whole time.
They must not be able to go full speed the whole time because they say
there's probably turnings
and a little less than 3 hours versus 5 hours or more by car.
Whoa.
And is intended to dramatically lower carbon emissions.
Huh.
By being all electric, it will cut an estimated 400,000 tons of carbon dioxide, eliminating 3 million car trips. That's what they're guessing.
Yeah.
Are we into the high-speed travel where you just jump on it and it goes 200 miles an hour through the desert?
I would like it if it was just straight. I imagine that it can't be because of the terrain there.
That is correct.
But it would be so much better to go, like, through the Dakotas at 200 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just straight and flat and just go.
Yeah, Montana. Some people do go 200, I think, through Montana, don't they?
I don't know if they're supposed to, but they might, yeah. Yeah, once you get past a certain point in Montana where it flattens out, just go.
Mm. I did see some people flying when I came here through Montana.
How fast were you? What are you, a 5-mile-an-hour over the speed limit guy? What are you?
Depends.
Right at the speed limit guy? What's the fastest you've ever gone?
I tell you, I was really scared when I crossed the Montana-Idaho border.
Okay.
Because it's just so steep.
Because of the mountains, you're saying?
Yeah, and okay. I was not expecting it to be that steep. I was expecting it to be steep, but not that steep.
Yeah.
And people were going, and I was like riding the brake, because I was like, oh, this is not what I expected.
On the way down, you were riding the brake?
Yeah.
That's good, because if you're doing it on the way up.
Yeah. You didn't like the
curviness.
And the steepness?
Yeah. Yeah, just at that part, it was just a lot.
Yeah.
A lot more than I thought it was.
Was it icy?
No.
No, you were just...
Safety first, Kevin.
Yeah. No, but the other... I don't know. 5'10", what do they say? It's okay, yeah.
I think
you
they say
five go... 5 or 10 over?
I think they say go the speed limit, Steve. Steve's such a lawbreaker, honestly. 99.